NASA's latest planetary rover has begun its second day on Mars. Opportunity landed safely late last night in an area scientists describe as bizarre and alien. How else could it be? There are rocks nearby that may tell scientists exactly how that portion of Mars formed. We're going now to NPR's Joe Palca, who is at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. And Joe, what information is Opportunity sending back?
Well, the latest information are some very amazing pictures that the rover took as it descended to the Martian surface. They can actually see where it landed. They can see a shadow of the parachute that the rover was dangling from as it descended to the surface. And they think they have a pretty good idea of where they landed, and they're not too far from a crater that's about 450 feet across that they think would be an interesting place to explore someday.
And so what does Opportunity do now?
Well, the things that Opportunity is going to do now is get itself ready to get out and about. The first thing is to just make sure that all its instruments are working properly. And the other thing it's doing right now is taking some very detailed pictures of where it is. And it seems as if it's made it what they're calling an interplanetary hole-in-one. It seems to have landed in its own small crater, this one about 60 feet across. And along the sides of the crater, the scientists can see the rocks that appear to be from the bedrock of Mars. Now, the importance of this is they're not rocks that were thrown into this position or blasted away by a crater, but on the side of the crater wall, they can see rocks that they think are part of the Martian crust. And that tells them that if they can understand what those rocks are, they know exactly what kind of a geological formation they're in, and they can begin to answer questions about how such a formation formed. So getting ready to get off the rover and go explore those rocks are some of the first things Opportunity will be doing.
Mm. Now, Joe, you mentioned in an earlier conversation, I know that the first American rover to strike Mars was going to be looking for water. Is Opportunity also doing that?
Well, the whole idea here is not just to look for water per se, because there is no water on Mars, or no liquid water that anybody believes is still there. What they're looking for is signs that water once was there. And the reason they're particularly interested in this site that Opportunity has landed at is that it is it's in the midst of a mineral that typically forms when it forms on Earth in the presence of water. And so they're trying to find physical proof that the water once existed, and it might have been in liquid form on the surface of Mars.
And that other rover, Spirit, is it working better today than it has been?
Well, no, it's not really working better, but the good news is that they think the problem may not be hardware. You know, if there's a part broken on Mars, it's pretty hard to send up a repairman and replace it. You could say it's impossible to do that. But if it's a software problem, it is possible to send up a new set of commands and reinstall the memory, sort of reboot the machine, if you want to think of it that way, and perhaps get it back into working order, so that it can start to operate again. But scientists and engineers here say they're confident that can happen, but it still could be, a matter of weeks before that rover is ready to start collecting scientific data again.
That's NPR's Joe Palca. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.